So today, so my voice is a little bit shot today, just a bit, but I wanted to do a show real quick on how Bitcoin is my favorite Ponzi scheme of all time. It really is one of the best. If you think about it, it's, you know, I used to hate Ponzi schemes, but I started to grow a real affinity to them over time, and I really started to grow
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sexually aroused by a lot of Ponzi schemes, and one of my favorite ones to get sexually aroused by was mainly Bitcoin. I saw how many people were scammed, basically out of money, thinking that Bitcoin's actually money is really funny, because it isn't. It isn't backed by anything of real value. The software is completely open source, so you could make your own type of Bitcoin network. You can make something stupid like Douchecoin. You know, you can make something stupid like Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu coin. There's a lot of stupidity that goes into crypto. And the problem is that people don't realize it's very simple. It's all one big, giant, sexy Ponzi scheme. And the hope is that people will start to realize just how much of a Ponzi scheme it really is. At least it's wishful thinking on my end. Really am a big fan, though, of Bitcoin. Because, really, if it boils down to it, it is my favorite Ponzi scheme because it's the only Ponzi scheme that can never be stopped. You know what I mean? I mean, it kind of can. I mean, I guess every country could start regulating it in some weird way to where people can't trade U.S. dollars for it or yen or whatever currency. But the truth is, it's a glorified get-rich-quick scheme. And people just, the only reason people get into it is because they want to make a quick buck. That's all there is to it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate Ponzi schemes. I don't endorse any. I just appreciate them from afar. So Bitcoin, you know, all crypto is a Ponzi scheme. All of it. Every single little bit. And I really never thought I'd see the day that people would be... I kind of did. I kind of realized it. People follow dumb things all the time. Seriously, I mean, sure, you can never get rid of the Bitcoin network. It'll always be there. But inherently, Bitcoin's worthless. And I really do love the software architecture behind Bitcoin. I really do. It's very fascinating. I mean, it's a work of art, really. But it, just because it's a work of art doesn't necessarily mean it's valuable. The software itself is open source, making it to where any value argument kind of throws that out the door. Because anybody... As I said before in this episode, that anybody can truly make their own copy of the Bitcoin network. Obviously, they can't create the same Bitcoin network that's going on currently, but they can create their own version, their own type of network, similar. They could even adjust the software to their liking. Since Dogecoin is a great example, Dogecoin is a great example of a cryptocurrency that basically copied the Bitcoin source code, but instead of making it scarce, made it ridiculously abundant. And I think that the supply continues to grow and grow and grow, which means that it's constantly devaluing itself over time. I'm assuming that's how Dogecoin works, and hopefully so, because it's all douchey. Pyramid schemes in general are douchey, and Bitcoin's one of the biggest ones. Now, I like the whole concept of a decentralized digital currency. I think it's kind of cool. I may diss on Bitcoin and all crypto. I only diss on it because I just don't think it's valuable. I think a lot of the software feats that have been done are just impressive. Yeah, I love the blockchain technology. Probably the best thing to come out of Bitcoin was the blockchain technology that you can basically implement in pretty much any way you want. It's completely up to you. It's just seriously impressive. But yeah, just to let y'all know, I'm very sick today, but I really wanted to do a quick episode. Just a quick 10-minute one, just because I haven't made any videos lately, and it's fun to get back on here and just talk about things I want to talk about. I really do appreciate Bitcoin as a Ponzi scheme. Like, I have a sincere appreciation for it. I have a sincere appreciation for all the cryptocurrencies. And yeah, they're all Ponzi's, for sure. And you can't help but be impressed by all of it. Pretty cool. Am I Satoshi? Yeah, probably. Honestly, I could see myself creating something like Bitcoin and then dissing it. Maybe I am Satoshi. Who knows? Maybe Satoshi's just some white guy. I'm Satoshi. Am I? Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a hack. But no, I do honestly believe that Bitcoin itself is really probably one of the biggest pyramid schemes I've ever seen. You can't really outlaw it because it exists as a decentralized network. So as long as there's at least one computer keeping the algorithm alive, you're good. You can never kill Bitcoin. You can't. You can't kill any of the cryptocurrencies unless everybody stopped mining. But no, it's cool. It's fun. I have an appreciation for it outside of it being a Ponzi scheme. You know, I kind of wanted to make my own cryptocurrency just because it'd be funny. Not because I want to make it. I mean, I guess it would be fun to make money off of it, but I would clearly call it Ponzi token if I could. That would be fun to call, I'm pretty sure somebody's already created a Ponzi token or a Ponzi coin. I'm pretty sure somebody's done that already. And if they have, good for them. Awesome. Yeah, as far as it goes, is it the future of money? I think it has a place in the digital world, for sure. Does it have any real value? No. Not at all. But will it replace physical currencies? Hell no. Just because something's digital doesn't mean it's the future. Seriously. Sometimes there are things that have been created that are just out of this world stupid. And, Bitcoin's concept is fascinating. The actual reality of it is, it's not going to replace any currencies. It's not really valuable. But people will like to tell you it is, because they want to increase their stake. They want to make more money off it. And who doesn't? But it is a Ponzi scheme in the sense that you need new investors to basically come in, buy the coins, right? And then the old investors, sell for a profit. And whoever's selling for a profit is a smart one. Whoever's getting in is dumb. And I've been betting against Bitcoin like crazy. I'll admit it. I'm very truthful about how much I bet against Bitcoin. Now, I own Bitcoin. I really do. I buy and hold Bitcoin. I got it pretty early on. But I just don't see the natural value in it. So I bet against it. Sorry. I bet against it using the BITI ETF, the BITI. And I think it's more valuable than an S&P 500 index fund, to be quite frank. Being able to bet against the price of Bitcoin as it's going up. I mean, I enjoy it. I've been buying the BITI on the dip. And I'll tell you what, boy. Now, I think that'd probably be my best moneymaker. Because Bitcoin is so volatile that anything that goes up so rapidly eventually goes down as rapidly. So I'm excited to see what the future of the Bitcoin bubble is. And, of course, it's going to be a crash. But we'll see. We'll see. I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this. Like I said, feeling a little sick today. Surprised I even had the energy to do this. But anyway, catch you all later. Have an incredible rest of the day. Bye.